Chapter 7. The hazy bright whiteness above me focuses into a fluorescent light fixture on the ceiling. Someone is saying something over and over. As I study the brightness and shape of the light, I come to realize that someone is saying something over and over to me. Sarah, can you take a deep breath for me? I assume that I can, but as I do, my entire throat grips around something rigid and I gag. I'm sure that I've stopped inhaling, but my lungs fill with air anyway. My throat feels bone dry. I want to lick my lips and swallow some saliva, but something inside my mouth won't let me. I want to ask, what's happening? But I can't gather the reins of my breathing, lips, or tongue. My eyes fill with panic. Don't try to talk. You have a tube in your mouth to help you breathe. There is a fluorescent light on the ceiling above my head, a tube inside my mouth to help me breathe, and a woman's voice. Can you squeeze my hand? Asks the woman's voice. I squeeze, but I don't feel a hand in my hand. Can you squeeze your other hand? I don't understand the question. Can you show me two fingers? I spread my index and middle finger. Scissors. I won the shoot. The shoot, the rain, the car, the crash. I remember. I hear electronic beeps and the whirring of mechanical equipment. The fluorescent light, the tube, the woman's voice. I'm in a hospital. Oh my God, what's happened to me? I try to think past the crash, but a searing pain slices through the top of my head and I can't. Good, Sarah. Okay, that's enough for today. We're going to put you back to sleep so you can rest. Wait. The chute, the car, the rain, the crash, and then what? What happened? Am I okay? The fluorescent light on the ceiling grows brighter. The edges of the light dissolve. Everything blurs white. Okay, Sarah, breathe out as hard as you can. I blow as a nurse yanks the breathing tube out of me, and it feels like she's dragging a sandpaper-coated speculum up the tender lining of my throat. There's nothing delicate or hesitant about her approach to this procedure. The removal is ruthless, and the relief I feel when she's done borders on euphoria, a bit like giving birth. I'm good and ready to hate this woman, but then she tips a Dixie cup of melting ice chips to my lips, and she's my angel of mercy. After a minute, she folds my hand around the cup. Okay, Sarah, keep sipping. I'll be right back, she says, and leaves me alone. I sip the cold water. My cracked and dusty lips, mouth, and throat are grateful sponges like earth soaking in rain after a long drought. I just had a breathing tube removed. I needed a tube to breathe. That's not good. But I don't need one now. Why did I need a breathing tube? How long have I been here? Where is Bob? My head feels strange, but I can't identify the sensation at first. Then it comes to me in full technicolor, the volume turned all the way up. My head is scorching hot. I let go of the cup of ice and touch my head. I'm stunned and horrified by the mental image drawn by what my fingers feel. A large portion of my scalp, about the size and shape of a slice of bread, is shaved, and within that bald space, my fingers discover about a dozen metal staples. Somewhere just below the staples, my brain is the temperature of volcanic magma. I grab the Dixie cup and pour the watery ice onto my stapled head. I actually expect to hear the water sizzle, but it doesn't. The ice doesn't lessen the fiery pain, and I've just used up all of my chips. I wait and breathe in and out without the help of a tube. Don't panic. The nurse wouldn't have left you alone without a breathing tube and holding a disposable cup of ice if your brain were melting. But maybe it is melting. Check to see if it works. Who are you? I'm Sarah Nickerson. Good. You know your name. My husband is Bob. I have 3 kids, Charlie, Lucy, and Linus. I'm the VP of HR at Berkeley. We live in Wellmont. I'm 37 years old. Good. Sarah, you're fine. I touch the staples and trace the shape of the bald patch. They don't shave your head and insert metal hardware into your scalp if you're fine. Where is Bob? Someone should tell Bob where I am and what's happened. Oh God, someone should tell work where I am and what's happened. How long have I been here? What happened? Other than during and following childbirth, I've never needed any medical attention beyond a few Motrin and a couple of Band-Aids. I stare at the fluorescent light. I don't like this one bit. Where is the nurse? Please come back. Isn't there a button somewhere I can push to call her? I look for a button, a phone, a speaker to yell into. I see the fluorescent light on the ceiling and an ugly beige curtain hanging next to me. Nothing else. No window, no TV, no phone, nothing. This room sucks. I wait. My head is too hot. I try to call out for the nurse, but my brutalized throat can manage only a raspy whisper. Hello? I wait. Bob? I wait. I wait forever as I picture my brain and everything I love melting away.